Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Football Sunday. So good to me.
How does that not make you smile? Makes me, I know Marco can't get enough of it. He likes it better than ABBA. All right.
By a lot.
All right, here we go. Week number three. Real quick, just to keep us abreast of the situation. We don't have to go through all the picks, but after all of us going 1-4 in week one, after week two, Marco completely redeemed himself and went 4-1 this week, 5-5 on the season. I went 3-2 last week, just getting the two locals wrong. I got all the other three picks correct, so I'm 4-6. Fleegs went 2-3 to be now in last place at 3-7. So Marco at 500, I'm at 4-6. Fleegs 3-7. As we head into a week number three, Fleegs, since you're in last place, you can start us off. Where are we going today?
All right, well, see, like Marco took the elevator to get out of the basement. Yeah. I'm on the escalator, so I'm going to get there. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, okay.
Game number one, give me the Chargers -2.5 over the Broncos. This is simply the Chargers have looked better of the two teams in the first couple of weeks. You know, the Broncos probably should have won last week in Indianapolis. They didn't. The Chargers dominate on Monday night. I don't really care that it's a short week. Harbaugh looks like he has this team playing at a different level. He looks like he has Justin Herbert playing at a different level. That's been so much of a running game, at least it was last year, and we thought maybe we'd get that with Harbaugh again. But they're really opening things up in the passing attack. Herbert looks good, so I like the Chargers there. I still believe in the Broncos overall this season, but they look to have started a little bit slower. Game number two, I'll take the Rams +3.5 in Philly. The Eagles rolled to the Super Bowl and threw the Chiefs and to a championship last year. The one team that they had trouble with was the Rams. And I don't think that snow game helped the Rams as much as people think. I think the snow in that game helped the Eagles. McVay is a great coach. I think he'll have them ready for this game. I think they're a really good team. My concern going into the year, why I wasn't heavy on them on, you know, overs, divisions, everything, was the health of Matthew Stafford. And Stafford looked pretty darn good the first couple of weeks. The Eagles, if you have a weakness on that team defensively, it's in the secondary and between Nacua and Adams. I think the Rams can exploit that. And I think they want this win after thinking they should have won the playoff game last year. So give me the Rams. And game number three, Seahawks -7.5 at home against the Saints. Seahawks, good team. Saints, they stink. Doesn't really get much more complicated than that. And then for the two locals, I'm so furious at myself for taking the Jets. I said it when we did the segment. Marco wasn't here. I said, this is stupid. You're getting in front of a moving train. But I did it. I'm going to go with my gambling guts this time, which I didn't do last week. And this is going to be surprising, but I think the Jets are the pick here. This line should be over a touchdown. Everything we've seen from these two tough games, like the Bucs have been in close games, but against good teams. The Jets were non-competitive last week. I think they respond. I mean, if they don't respond, I don't care about the talent. I don't care about the quarterback. If they don't respond, you can close the book on Aaron Glenn. Enough. We don't have to do the 3 or 4 years with him if they don't show up for this game. They don't have to win it. They have to cover. And in the Sunday night game, I don't think the Giants are going to win, but I think they're going to be close. So of the two kinds of pain, getting blown out by the Chiefs or being in one of these typical Chief games where they find a way to win late because that's what they do, I think that's what we see on Sunday night. So I'm taking both locals plus the points.
All right, both locals. Again, you asking for it. I want to do the same thing, but I don't know if I can. We'll get to it. Marco, you're up.
I'm not going to belabor too much. I'm with Fleegs on the Chargers on the land, the 2.5 against the Broncos. Look, part of it is just Harbaugh and what it is. I'm also down on the Broncos as opposed to you guys. I think they're going to have, you say a bounce back year. They were way too high last year. This is not as good a team as everybody seems to make it seem. And I think Bo Nix is also going to have a letdown season. He's already on his way to that. And I like the Chargers. And I think they're getting the style of Jim Harbaugh. So give me the Chargers laying the 2.5. The other one I'm going to take is give me the 49ers laying the 2.5 against the Cardinals. I understand that Brock Purdy is probably not going to play. They're leaving out hope and, his toe is getting better. I don't care. Mac Jones, Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, I'm good. So, and I also think the Cardinals are a bit of a fraud. So I'm good with the 49ers, especially the fact that they're going to play a tight game, but I expect them to win. I'm only laying 2.5 here. So just the field goal, I like the 49ers. Going to Monday night, I love the Ravens laying the 5.5 against the Lions. Look, Detroit with a monster bounce back. I took them last week. Thank you, Detroit. Help me out with Dan Campbell. I think the Lions are going to be fine. I'm a little down on the fact that I don't know if they're going to be what they were last year in the one seed and this team marching to that, I think, is a bit much. I think the Packers are the class of that division, but I don't think the Lions are falling off the planet. But I love the Ravens on the mission after week one with the Bills, then they lay the wood against the Browns. This is a team that I feel like is going to steamroll and dominate through a lot of the regular season, taking the anger from the last however many years where they've fallen short, plus you get the kick to the groin in week one with the Bills. I feel like it helps fuel them for most of this season. This is a big spot just to be able to show that they can flex their muscles, and I think they will. And I think this is also tough for the Lions to go on the road in Baltimore. So give me the Ravens laying the 5.5. For the locals, all of us are a little lost on these locals because we don't know. We want to believe. We don't believe. We kind of believe. Not really sure. I'll start with the Bucs and the Jets. I actually think it's better for the Jets that Tyrod Taylor is playing as opposed to Justin Fields. Now, I know I'm not a Justin Fields guy. I'm not that guy. I think Tyrod Taylor gives them a better element. I think he gives them a little bit of stability. I do. However, I'm not taking the Jets. I just can't take the Jets. Everything tells me to take the Jets because I like Tyrod Taylor. I think the locker room likes Tyrod Taylor. I think Aaron Glenn likes Tyrod. I think everybody responds to Tyrod Taylor. So give me Baker Mayfield and the Bucs laying the 6.5. Mm-hmm. For the other one, look, all common sense says the Giants coming home after putting up that performance with the Chiefs offense struggling the way it has, that the Giants should be able to keep this close and maybe even sneak out a win against a team that's really a shell of what they've been.
Yep.
However, you now want me to put money on the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football at home against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce.
And like, Spagnuolo.
Think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. Give me the Chiefs laying the 5.5. This line should be bigger. Again, it's for the idea that people are completely out on the Chiefs, and all of a sudden the Giants gave everybody hope because they look like not only a functional offense, and a dynamic offense last week.
Yeah.
I expect their defense to play much better and their offense to play much worse. This is going to be one of those painful losses, but it's going to be my more than 5.5. Give me the Chiefs laying the 5.5.
All right. Look at you. You're the only smart one because I have a feeling I'm going to fall into the trap. But let's get to it. Start out of town here. Last week it felt like me and Fleeks talked about it. We were trying to find dogs. I'm going all three dogs out of the outside of the locals here. And I love it because I'm going against both of you. Give me Denver plus 2.5. The Chargers back-to-back primetime games. Did not play well in the second half with Herbert against the Raiders. Did almost nothing offensively. The Denver Broncos, divisional opponent, coming off a disastrous loss. I just think this is a spot that, it's tough. I look back on it. The last 8 times that a team was coming off back-to-back primetime games, coming home as the favorite, 1-7 against the spread. I just have a feeling this is a tough spot. I like the Broncos' defense. It hasn't played as well as it should. I think they're better than this. And I just think coming off these two wins, coming home, I think they're due for a letdown. I'm against both of you. Give me the Denver Broncos plus 2.5 at the Chargers. I'm going to take another team here that I think is going to have one of those games where they just don't continue what they're doing. Give me Cleveland plus 7.5. Green Bay's had some issues with their offensive line. The defensive front of the Browns is one of, if not the best defense in front of football. And if you look at the actual underlying numbers, even though they did get blown out by the Ravens, defensively they actually had a pretty good game against the Ravens. Derrick Henry did absolutely nothing, and I just have a feeling this is a tough game. Green Bay plus 7.5. It's a touchdown in Cleveland, and I know they're terrible, and we'll see if Joe Flacco can do anything. But a desperate team, as bad as they are at 0-2, desperate for a win, opportunity to really get after Love and give this Green Bay team its first real kind of like easy game where they assume they're going to win. I'll take the Cleveland Browns plus 7.5 at home against Green Bay. And then give me Houston on the road in Jacksonville plus 1.5. I just think Houston's better than Jacksonville. I still think that, you know, Lawrence has played a miserable brand of football here for a stretch now. I think Houston had that game won. I still think they're a more talented football team. I'm getting 1.5. I know it's on the road. A desperate 0-2 Houston Texans against a lousy Jacksonville team. Give me them plus 1.5 on the road in Jacksonville. And then I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm going to do it. The Jets, I think, is easier than the Giants. I do think the Jets are going to keep this game close. Tampa Bay, again, coming home 2-0. Kind of lucky to be there, quite honestly, with some big-time performances from Baker Mayfield down the stretch, down the end of those games, with big-time throws and big-time drives to beat Atlanta, and then what we saw last week. I just think the Jets can figure out a way. I agree with you. I think the offense has a better chance, as long as they can run the football. I think the Jets have a better chance to have an offensive game with Tyrod Taylor than they do Justin Fields. I think there's a chance to have a passing attack if they can run the football, which the entire offense is predicated on. I think they keep it close. 6.5 just feels like a lot of Fleeg's point, you would think that the ugly performance off Buffalo, 2-0, coming home, and it's not even a touchdown. I'm going to take the Jets plus 6.5. And then this is it. Mustard's last stand. I'm going to go with the Giants here plus 5.5. I just have a feeling they're going to be able to keep this game close. Kansas City is not itself. Kansas City traditionally, even against bad teams, keeps these games close. I have no real reason other than the gambler in me says this is the way Kansas City plays football, and the Giants did find a way to put up some offense. I've been saying it all year. I think there's a chance Andrew Thomas plays. I don't know if there's much, but still, Bo has been better. The offensive line played well. I know it's not Chris Jones. Dallas doesn't have much of a pass rush, but I just have a feeling they're going to be able to block it up enough to give you a somewhat of an offensive performance. I don't know whether Worthy's going to be healthy enough. And I just have a feeling the Chiefs are going to play a game that they typically play and win by a field goal. So give me the Giants plus 5.5. The last time I'll take them all year if they lose, I promise you. This is it.
Mustard's
if
last the Giants, stand? Is that
what
Colonel?
What'd I say? Colonel?
I was going to jump in before you threw it to the update and ask, like, did you say that because of your
Mike's Amazing?
Your deal with Mike's Amazing? Or was that just a random Freudian slip?
No. What? It's Colonel Mustard, isn't it? No, I'm thinking of the game Clue. Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind.
Mark, I'm so glad you Custard. Caught on to that, too.
I'm such an idiot. Custard's last stand. I had Colonel.
Oh, God.
Did I say Mustard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, you my did. God. And then when you said Colonel Mustard, I'm like, yeah, that sounds right. I just want it to be known, they didn't correct me. I got Custard all on my own. Obviously, that's incorrect, yes.
Wait, hang on.
Did you just say Custard?
Oh, Custard? So it's not mustard, it's not Custard. No, it's not a dessert, man.
It's Custard.
Custard. Custard, 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 same thing. Let's get to the update.
I mean, he was a colonel, lieutenant colonel.
I know he's a colonel.
Oh, boy.
It happens.
You have the mustard and the custard.
Maybe I do have mustard on my mind. And then when you said Colonel Mustard, I said, yeah, that's right. That's what got me.
And people, if they're watching on YouTube, they saw this. Anyone else, the confidence on your face.
Well, I just know when I said Mustard's last stand, I just looked at him.
Colonel Mustard, of course. He made the last stand. Why wouldn't Colonel Mustard make the last stand?
With the candlestick. I remember that. He did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance
on me, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Here we go.
If you got no place,
Marco's having a tough time. Here we go. How are we doing? 406, McMonagle here with you on the fan. Colonel Custer. I get now people saying they think it's general. It's Colonel.
It's General. It's General.
We just looked it up.
So, no, Marco, I always thought it was General, but looking it up, it does say Lieutenant Colonel.
Okay.
I thought it was Colonel Custer.
But I'm with you. I always thought it was General Custer.
All right. I'll stand down on the Google machine. I always thought it was General Custer. I just know it wasn't mustard, nor was it custard.
Well, yeah, I mean, the D at the end of it, and again, the mustard thing was a slip, and I fixed it.
Did General or Colonel Custer and Colonel Sanders ever get together?
Yeah, that's a good point. They do get together. All right, so last week on the Take a Chance parlay, I nailed it. If I could find it now, I wrote it down somewhere.
You had the Patriots, the Colts, and the Seahawks.
Patriots, Colts, and Seahawks. One for one here, one for two. For the first 2 weeks, I actually nailed one. I think last year I went 0-4. I think you had a couple. I think you hit a couple last year, or maybe one. I went 0-4 last year. I think I hit.
Couple. It might not. I don't know if it was last year, but the year before.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think all of us hit a couple the year one, but I know I went 0-4 last year. But get one in week two. Week number three, again, if you don't know what the Take a Chance parlay is, we do it here on the show. It's just three dogs. We bet three dogs. We parlay them together. Again, last week I hit. Let's see where we go here. Fleegs, where are we going?
All right, so game number one, it's one of your picks. I like the Texans plus the 1.5. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think they're the better team, and they're not great at closing games, but the Jaguars are horrendous
at
closing
games.
Like that's one of those losses you look back and say, that cost them a playoff spot, so that's one. Game number two, I have the Rams in my picks. And game number three, the Patriots at home. I don't know how good this Steelers team is. Like, Rodgers looked okay in week two, and just that defense looks anything like we've seen, unlike anything we've seen from the Steelers since Mike Tomlin has been there. The Patriots aren't great offensively, but if they can keep this close, they have a shot. They're at home, so that'll be my third pick, the Patriots at home against the Steelers.
All right, I'll start off. I'm going to agree with Fleegs. I'll piggyback with the Rams. I like them in this one. Again, it's the 3.5. I kind of debated on putting them in the picks, but
taking a shot here. They do seem to match up well with the Eagles. So give me the Rams to pick one. Two, I'm going to take the Raiders on the road with the Commanders. Look, I know Jaden Daniels will likely play with that knee injury. It seems like they've kind of brought him along slow. They got the extra time for the Thursday game with the loss of the Packers. The Raiders coming off the short week. I feel like this is a bounce back, though, for Geno Smith. Couldn't possibly play any worse than he has played. Mm-hmm. I think Pete Carroll gets them in a good spot, and I think Jaden Daniels probably plays, but is a bit limited. So maybe it kind of limits the Washington offense a little bit, and the Raiders pull the surprise. The last one, the Colts have been riding so high. They've been so good. They've been so ridiculous. And the Titans haven't looked great, but they had a couple of little moments here and there, and Cam Ward, obviously. This is also a divisional game with the Titans at home, with the Colts. Again, are they that good? Could they be the Saints of last year where after 2 weeks we were talking about, wow, look at all this, and then they fell apart? It wouldn't shock me if the Colts still kind of come back down to earth. And I think in this series, the Titans have played well against Indy at home. So give me the Titans to pull the upset.
Yeah, you stole my good one there. You stole my Colts when it was going to have this whole anti-Daniel Jones thing going on. But I'll find somewhere else.
I took the mustard.
You passed the mustard.
Mustard.
You passed it. Mustard. Mustard. Hey, listen, Mike's Amazing Mustard. It's on my mind. That
game lost a little mustard.
Save me that. We got to use that on Saturdays. All right, so I got the two picks, obviously, in my picks. I'll go Houston and I'll go Denver. And then the other game I was going to pick, the Tennessee Titans, but I'll go somewhere else now. I'm going to go off the cuff here a little bit and have a little bit of fun. Let's go with the Bengals getting 3 points against the backup quarterback in Minnesota, too. Carson Wentz. Oh, we'll see. Like Carson Wentz, this is his chance to prove he still belongs in the NFL, so I'm interested in the Bengals' offensive line sucks, but we know he throws the ball down the field. He went down after, and he's not scared, man. Three picks and still goes down the field to beat Jacksonville in that game. So I'll take the Bengals plus three as well. So I got Houston, Denver, and the Bengals for the Take a Chance parlay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.